Now, the sought teacher who is absorbed in the current, this sought teacher or sought guru of the time is known only to those who are really very close to his grace, which means his power, his service. The spiritual current, the sound light, the Nam, the sought guru, his disciples, he will make this connection for them. Then it must become your own reality. And you become a sought. Now, sought means to center, and there's many levels in which you can center. The saint sought guru is the one who gives themselves without asking for anything in return, at whatever level they become centered at. Now, you have to drop your old prejudice, and you have to increase daily, which is a darned tough job. Devotion and love to flow with the sought teacher. That's not easy. It really isn't. It has to be on your mind practically all day, even in sleep and dream. This opens the door for you to enter into what we like to refer to the first stages of sonship, the great white island abode. Now, performing regularly, you drink the nectar from your teacher, which is his love, the love that he gives, the love that you are in consciousness able to receive and use. You must cultivate tolerance and forgiveness if you're going to become a sought teacher. You must acquire composure under tension and self-restraint. You must adapt the attitude of gratefulness to do this without asking for something in return. If you don't, you won't make it. And as you heard me say, some of you before, the sadguru, the teacher who is in the current, will not give up even if your mind is worthless. Won't give up as long as you try. Reciting Radha Swami Nam and think of your guru holding fast with devotion to serve. This will bring that worthless mind or restless mind into a peace through the grace of the teacher. That is, you become one with the teacher. And the key will be when you won't know at different times whether you are the teacher or your own personal self. You'll look at yourself, you'll look at the teacher, and you'll see yourself as the teacher. You'll think, God, am I oddly, or is oddly me? You really can't tell the difference. Now, there's those here who can bear witness to this. You have to reach that point in devotion to where you, yes,
is this like in
the physical form, you'll see, wherever you look, you'll see me. Won't you? If you're going to become a sot, you have to reach this position of blending into the oneness. And we do have another sought teacher who passed her test, what, 2 days ago? Peggy. She will now, she said she wanted to be, help me with the ministry, so she will, in a few days, be placed and given the authority to do things at the center as a minister.